Hello, and welcome to Women Talking About Their Lives. So, thank you so much for tuning into my very first episode. I'm so glad to have you. This is just going to be a super short elucidation of my positions, who I am, a little bit of what got me here. I'm doing a companion episode to this that'll dig in a little bit deeper on what I actually believe, my goals, my major theoretical influences, as well as a little bit of a deeper summary on my personal academic background. But for now, I just want this to be a short and sweet introduction, as well as sort of outlining where I want this project to go. So please bear with me. It's just me on here, a lot of jargon, a lot of talking, but we'll get through it together. All right. So my name is Char. I'm a lesbian living in New York City. I'm in my 20s. I have always been left liberal. I grew up in the Northeast, but around the failure of the Bernie Sanders campaign, I was already familiar with revolutionary socialist theory, you know, like the guys, Marx, Mao, Lenin, but I wasn't super into the guns and going against American society thing. So I worked on the Bernie campaign, thought that this would kind of change things. It didn't. Things got worse, and a lot of the communists in my life that I knew already had predicted this from the beginning, and exactly what they said would happen did happen. So I began from then to take socialist theory a little bit more seriously, to read it more, and eventually was so moved by the things that I wrote, by the things that I read, and the people that I heard, and the actual living and breathing communists that I met, that I just completely abandoned any hope of working within liberalism. And yeah, haven't looked back since. We will read some of the books that I'm talking about on this podcast. I'll explain a little bit why I think they're cool. And why a lot of the ideas I think are so revolutionary and useful to feminists and feminism moving forward. Now, in terms of radical feminism, I was vaguely a liberal feminist. I wasn't like one of those girls with like feminism on their water bottle. I wasn't even really particularly into it. I had like a vague notion of my own self-interest. Like I was just kind of like, well, it's like kind of shitty when men treat me bad. But I like rights, but I didn't personally identify with it. I think specifically because mainstream feminism just doesn't cater to gay women very much. So a lot of times, like, I would just feel confused when women would talk. And there was a lot of mismatch between the things that liberal feminists felt were, like, very, very important. Like, I was a teenager when the whole dress code thing was happening. And I was like, well, you know, like, I actually do think that, I'm like anti-sweats in formal contexts. I know everyone is different. So the whole, like, dress code thing, like, never made much sense to me. But there were a lot of liberal feminists in my life who were, like, on it. They, like, took it so seriously. And I was like, I would think that, like, rape is, like, a bigger problem, but wasn't for some reason. But yeah, so I had a bunch of friends that transitioned growing up. I felt super weird about it, but all the liberals were like, oh, it's like super awesome. We like love this. Did you know that your lifelong lesbian friend who you felt like was the only one who understood you ever was actually secretly a man? Whoa! And I tried to put on a brave face and I didn't want to hurt anyone. So I stayed quiet until I was maybe 21. I was introduced to queer theory about 6 months after an old acquaintance from high school overdosed on heroin and died. He was gay, and after I experienced some violence as a result of my sexuality, he was very comforting, and actually moved to my town in the Northeast to escape the aftermath of a hate crime that had almost killed him in North Carolina. And I was very, very torn up about this man's death. And I sort of lost my cool with some of the professors as they were explaining their theoretical interventions when it came to queer theory. And I took it to the internet and found radical feminists, and I really haven't looked back since. It is the only branch of feminism that I feel like is useful to me. Socialist feminism and radical feminism I see as like very much compatible. They share a lot of similarities. But and in theory, I am a Marxist feminist, but it's the people who call themselves radical feminists who have really been my community and are mostly the people that I'm interested in helping organize in a more cohesive collective fashion. So anyway, that's how I became a menace to society. And now I bring that menace to you. So this podcast is going to ideally be published weekly. And the first episode, so two episodes a month, will be some kind of interview. Sometimes it'll be some like cool second wave feminist who's being totally ignored by the mainstream. Someone I think is really interesting just in general, or has like really relatable experiences, or are just really, I think, important experiences in terms of radicalizing other people and getting us all to sort of think about and understand social problems differently or in more depth. Or it'll be someone whose work is feminist adjacent. I've been really active in the true crime community for a really long time. I've been really active in female-centered spirituality. I would love to get some people on who kind of work in female-dominated environments like true crime, which in so many ways is like this cesspool of patriarchal violence, or you're just looking at it all the time. And I think that their perspectives would be really interesting. So I'm big tent, you know, I am who I am, but we'd love to, and not just me, but us collectively, you know, to reach out and to start thinking about other issues and talking about other issues, because it's not just trans issues and it's not just abortion, right? It's everything. And I so much want this movement to be about more than just protecting the rights that were won during the second wave. I want us to build something real, to build something bigger than what we are, the bigger than what we have now. And all this, and I want to show you all what I've explored, as well as figure out what you've all explored, so we can come up with the best strategies on how to achieve that. I mean, that's really what this podcast is about. I want to kick off discourse that is, on one hand, completely committed to socialist and gender critical values, and on the second hand, completely open to figuring out cool, useful ways to actualize those goals. So, yeah. The second episode is going to be what's called an educational. I'll be reading a book with a friend. You can be my friend if you email me. You don't have to be an expert to come on. You just have to have a headphone, a mic, and be able to read English at a high school level. We'll read a book. We'll talk about it. Once again, you don't have to be an expert. You can just be a guy reading a book and potentially hating it for reasons that you will tell me later. So please don't be intimidated. And this is a way to get us all engaged in both the work of second wave feminists, the work of socialist feminists in the past, a really cool socialist theory that pertains to women's issues, even tangentially, as well as to sort of educate us a little bit more on imperialism as well. Oh, that's a really important thing too. Once again, love the feminists, love what everyone's doing, but I do wish that this was a movement that was more self-consciously anti-imperialist, and I think that we can gain so much by allying ourselves with women internationally and by being a lot more critical of the military-industrial complex and potentially its role in driving the rollback of women's rights. So, we will be talking a lot about how the real anti-racism is anti-imperialism. And of course, like, that extends to prisons, et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah. Sorry. So, in lieu of advertisements, I'm introducing community announcements. If you subscribe to Lesbian Connection, it is a similar structure. You're just going to be hearing my amazing voice and my million ums and ahs. And I think that that's a great way to introduce some separatist values into the podcast. And also, there's no way I'm getting advertisers right now. So if you're running an event for gender critical feminists, you're a gender critical feminist who sells literally any service. I do not care what it is. If you're in an art collective, if you have a zine, please reach out to me so I can put it on the podcast and broadcast it to potentially hundreds of people. Maybe thousands of people eventually. I want us to connect with each other. I want women to be able to buy and go to things that support other women. And I want us all to feel like we're connected in a real community. A lot of the older community-centric stuff started by second wave lesbians primarily is great, but it's not geared toward the 20s, you know, teens, 20s, 30s. So I think, you know, send me an email, please. I'm launching a Patreon in June. Reach out to me if you have any idea of what kind of cool content I could put on there. I'm thinking it's going to be Discord chats that are sort of paywalled and screened for just women, but could be other stuff. I have no qualms about making content. Weird TikToks are coming down the pike probably a week or two from now. Merch is ideally scheduled to launch in July. I would love for it to coincide with sort of like women's festival season-esque or the middle of it. But this is all a good deal of work. So I'm thinking stickers, bags, t-shirts. If you're an artist, a visual artist, please reach out. We're doing just black and white launch, but I'll send you the kind of details on that. If you're interested, I would love like a collaborative project of like, I don't know, 5 to 10 like cool radical artists, and everyone can buy and share their work in a fun way. So anyway, that's kind of it for me now. This is me. This is going to be a really cool project. I'm really, really excited. If you know anyone who's eager to have a platform, please let me know. And yeah. See you next time. Next episode is going to be a more thorough, a little bit more academic elucidation of my positions, why I have those positions. So tune in if you want, like, meat and potatoes next time. But other than that, thank you so much. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next week. Not me signing off before I gave anyone any information on how to contact me. So right now I have an Instagram, Tumblr account, as well as an email. The Instagram and Tumblr are at Fight Softly. It was my old Tumblr username back in the day. And the fight is F1, so it's F1GHTSOFTLY. It's on both Instagram and Tumblr. My Gmail account is charfightssoftly. And that's the exact same F1GHTS. So it's charfonghtssofty@gmail.com. Please reach out to me there. TikTok is incoming. Hopefully you'll hear about it on the next episode. Yes, please reach out. Let's all commune together, baby. All right, thank you.